from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. No testimony today in former President Trump's criminal trial in New York. It resumes tomorrow, but there is news from Georgia. State Appeals Court is going to review the ruling that allowed Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis to stay on as the prosecutor in the election interference case she brought against Trump and others. They said Willis should be removed over her relationship with another member of the prosecution. This means another delay in that trial is likely. There's an indefinite delay in the classified documents case.
Judge Eileen Cannon has officially taken a May 20th trial date off the calendar, saying there were too many pretrial motions and legal issues to resolve before a trial could go forward. Some of the issues have sat for months, and some are not even scheduled for hearings until later this month or June. The special counsel declined to comment, but this delay makes it all but certain the classified documents case will not go to trial before the election.
To ABC Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas, a Capitol Hill hearing set for today involving the mayor of Washington, D.C. has been canceled. The Republican-controlled House Oversight Committee canceled the hearing after D.C. Metro Police broke up a pro-Palestinian encampment at George Washington University. More than 30 people were arrested. Meanwhile, in the Middle East, Israeli forces have begun a ground operation into the city of Rafah. The U.S. says it's more limited in scope, but still objects to a large incursion.
This also comes as the White House continues to express optimism that a ceasefire deal here is still achievable and is possible. All of this is going to be top of mind here in Washington today as the defense secretary and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff face questions up on Capitol Hill.
That's ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House. Severe weather swept through Michigan and the northern Midwest last night. Residents had to seek shelter in Portage, Michigan.
The man in charge of the library let everybody come in that wanted to come in.
Today, there's a threat of severe weather in Arkansas and the Ohio Valley. You're listening to ABC News. Houston Police Chief Troy Finners resigned amid a controversy over abandoned investigations, as ABC's Jim Ryan explains.
The Houston Police Department, like many around the country, is wrestling with staffing shortages. In 2016, officers began using an internal code on police reports, SL. It meant that an investigation was being suspended due to lack of personnel. More than a quarter million cases have been stamped SL, including some violent crimes and sexual assaults.
New warnings about some of the work that'll be done soon to remove the wreckage of the Key Bridge that's blocking the Baltimore Harbor. The Coast Guard says some cuts are going to be made that will sound like fireworks. A big change for an iconic tool.
A Swiss Army knife without the knife. That's what the company behind the iconic multifunction tool says they're working on. Slicing off the sharp attachment of the tool is meant to serve markets that legislate against pocket blades. The English government, for example, is considering a ban on carrying knives in public. But Victorinox, the company behind the gadget, isn't cutting the knife from all its tools. The original bladed Swiss Army knife will remain on sale intact. Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
2 years after cryptocurrency exchange FTX imploded, it now says nearly all of its customers will get their money back. In new legal filings, FTX says it owes just over $11 billion and has at least $14.5 billion on hand. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.